U.S. wheat prices have jumped nearly 50% over the past few months, thanks to a combination of events. Drought and wildfires in Russia prompted that country to ban exports through next year, cutting the supply on the international market. And Canada says its production will be lower than expected. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, it's still hard to say what this will mean for the price of bread and other products that use flour.
At the beginning of this summer, wheat was selling for about $5 a bushel in the U.S. Then Russia announced its export ban, and prices rose to $7 a bushel. Michael Denton is a partner at business consulting firm Oliver Wyman.
So it's put a lot of stress on the international market for wheat. Inventories are still at a relatively decent level, but there's a lot of nervousness about how that's going to play out as the season comes to harvest.
Denton co-authored a report that says higher prices could cost the food industry $2 billion this year. And considering the current economy, those companies may not be able to pass those extra costs along to consumers. Jim Greco is CEO of the Brugger's chain of bagel bakeries.
We purchase approximately 13 million pounds of wheat a year.
Fortunately for Greco, he doesn't have to decide whether to raise prices quite yet. Brugger's buys its wheat a year in advance, and the company hopes prices will level out in the meantime. But if they don't, Greco says a 50% increase in wheat prices would be difficult for his company to digest. Jeff Brady, NPR News.